The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. In studio, a couple of our good friends from the Des Moines Metro and beyond. As a matter of fact, Christian Day is in with us. We're going to be talking about this film festival that is part of the Des Moines Art Festival. And with us as well is the guy that makes all of this happen. He has nothing to do for the next couple of days. His name is Stephen King. Stephen, nice to see you again.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
And Christian, thanks for calling up and doing this.
Yeah, no problem. I've always enjoyed coming to your show.
And we enjoy having you because we always learn some new stuff.
You learned something really big today, didn't
I know.
You?
Yeah, we did.
Moments ago.
Yeah, we did. Just a few minutes ago, and we're going to share that with everybody. Stephen, how many years now?
20. This is the 20th edition of the Des Moines Arts Festival.
Wow. Is that, it is well known all over the United States.
Absolutely. Well, it's pretty well known internationally as well. We've done pretty well on the international stage. This is this past year, third year in a row that we won the Gold Grand Pinnacle Award from the International Festivals and Events Association, and that's awards that we have won. I won't say necessarily competing against festivals that are around the globe. So we've brought that home four times. And
why?
I think at the end of the day, I think jurors can look at our festival and understand that at the core, our festival is about community. It really gives back to the community. It really emphasizes the community that it's in. It's not just a promotional venture. It's not just all about sponsors. It's not just all about one thing. It really is about our community, and it's about the way that our community gives back to everybody else. So in that, not just us, but also, our sponsors. Our sponsors really support us in a way that is that brings our community together. That's really important. And so we try to really emphasize that and really hold that true with really every decision that we make. If it doesn't come down to one of our core values, we don't do it. Right. So we're always thinking through decisions, whether it be financial, programming, who we put on the stage, who we don't put on the stage, through any of our programming, outreach programs, things like that. We're always coming back, circling back to our core values.
So what you're telling us is that when the event ended last year on day one after the event, you're sitting down trying to figure out how we can improve and make better the next year.
Yeah, I mean,
Or do you take a day off?
Yeah, there's no. Well, we're already thinking about next year, so two months ago, right? There's only so much that we can do, so
sure. We
do put things on a list, on a back burner, so to speak, and say, we want to do that. We just don't have the time or the resources for that this year. So we're always thinking forward. But yes, there is a lot of discussion about what happened, what we want to do in the future, what can we do to elevate the experience. I don't know. So I hesitate a little bit about what you can do at better. That word better, I think, is relative. So, to me, nothing is ever good enough. Is it, Christian?
That is 100% correct. nothing is ever. We can cheer about, like, man, we had a great festival. Like, yeah, but guys, we got to really think about next year.
Yeah.
How it's going to be different and better.
Yeah, but.
We're always thinking about how we can improve the guest experience. What can we do to make you have a better time? What can we do to help you engage with the arts more? And that's really how we make our decisions.
What would be something that many people miss about the Arts Fair? I mean, as people are strolling up and down Locust and going back and forth between the Sculpture Park and Grand, what might people be missing that they ought to take a closer look at?
I think it's that engagement with the visiting exhibiting artists. I think a lot
Take time and talk to them.
They do this for a living. They do this every weekend in cities and across the country. Some of them are in 30, 40 shows a year. Some of them are in six. But they do this in part because they love that interaction. And this, you don't get that anywhere else. Yes, you can walk into a gallery anywhere in Des Moines and buy a painting off the wall if you would like to, right? Or you can walk into an artist's booth here. and buy it from the artist and have that conversation and understand why they did what they did, or sort of get inside the psyche of that artist. Or and some of them might say, you know, I don't even think about that. I just throw paint on a canvas. But some of them have some really nice,
stories.
Wonderful, beautiful stories about what that piece means to them. And for me, I mean, my house is full of art. We love collecting art as a family. And there's not a single piece in my house that I can't point to and have a story about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a reason why we bought that piece, because it might be the relationship with the artist, or it might be what the process that they went through, or, you know, any one of those things. But it's just there's that engagement. They want to engage with you so badly, and they love it. And it's one of the things that they love about Des Moines so much, is because people here,
we hear it
all the time from the artists. They love art. They're smart about it. They ask great questions. They walk inside of a booth. Even if they don't buy anything, they're going to say thank you for being here, and they make you feel so welcome. And it's just a great – that piece of it is just so – and I know a lot of people miss it, and that because there's some sort of idea that they can't really communicate or shouldn't talk to the artist, or
– or they're afraid.
Sometimes I don't know you,
why should I spend time talking to you?
But do make
conversation with the artist
during
the Des Moines Arts Festival.
Absolutely.
That's the voice of Stephen King. We're going to turn now to your brother from another mother, apparently.
I don't know about the resemblance.
You two guys pal around together on this whole thing, and I think it's relatively amazing because you wouldn't appear to be the same type of individual. Both art lovers, but I think Christian's a little more edgy. You know, is that a good word?
I mean, I don't know if I'm that much edgy.
What did you call
edgy.
Him earlier, Steve?
I'm not saying.
He said flaky and out of sorts, which is true on most occasions. That's word for word what he
said.
You
finally heard something I said.
Right. You know, on the same note, I was awarded my 5-year award for being part of the Arts Festival.
Yes.
But I flaked out and didn't go to the ceremony.
Yeah.
That's true. No surprise. I do try to be there, but, you know, I live in two different worlds. I work in film and TV, and
right.
I run this film festival for Steven as well, and I've put a lot of time into it over the years. You know, it's the film festival's been ran by a lot of great people. It was originally started with Sam Twomey on board,
sure.
who went on to do the 48 Hour, then Aaron Ward, who is now a great DP over at Motion Refinery, and then I took it over from him. And each time we have all tried to evolve it into something different and really build up that interaction with our audience. It's not just coming to sit down and watch movies. We don't have that generation of people that can just come in and watch movies. They need to have that interaction with the filmmakers, just like the interaction with the artists. It needs to be more of that party, more of that cocktail mixer where you see the art, but then you also have that artist available to you as well. And, you know, in Tarot Bang, when I took it over, I remember once in a while I would pick up, you know, one or two films that were just like our blowout films. We would have, you know, crawling room only to get in. And then each year we would get a little edgier, and then we'd get some films that were like nationally acclaimed. This year we have a film that just competed at Cannes. And this is, it's only its second U.S. screening.
Really?
We have some great Iowa films, some great documentaries. And each year is completely different. Nothing is ever the same.
And how does all this work? I mean, how long does a film festival go? Where is it held? And how do people learn more about that?
It takes place during Arts Festival weekend, and it's at the library.
Okay,
so if you need to cool down, use a regular bathroom, you know, you can actually – and we also have concessions, so you can buy beer and buy popcorn and whatever if you want to come see the movie too, or if you just want your concessions, come in and see us. But, you know, this is – I think this is a good time to say that this is the ninth year, and this is also our transition year.
Yeah.
You know, which also you just learned about. You learned a lot in the last half hour.
I have, yes. So tell us about what do you mean transition year?
Well,
Christian?
The Tarot Bank Film Festival is now going to be branching off into a standalone event. We have grown over the last 9 years with the Des Moines Arts Festival. We are still part of the Des Moines Arts Festival. I want to make that clear. We will always be part of the Des Moines Arts Festival. But now it can be a sister event that takes place by itself.
During the art festival, you think?
It's actually going to be outside of the arts festival. It's going to be in the fall. The last weekend in September in the East Village.
Next year.
This year.
This year?
This year. Oh, yeah. Yeah, nothing like just
okay.
It's happening.
Yeah,
it is happening.
So this year, you guys are headed to the East Village.
We are. So this we will have our we'll still have the festival, the film festival, part of Des Moines Arts Fest, and then we will again have a new festival later on this year.
You're just a masochist, aren't you?
A little bit.
Yeah. God. Not only flaky.
Every email I get from Steven regarding every time we reach a new goal with the new film festival, he's like, "Be careful what you wish for." And it just click, click, click. I'm like, "Oh man."
So we're doing this in June with the Des Moines Arts Festival,
yeah,
and then we're coming back in the fall in the East Village. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's you know, and honestly, it's something that I believe Des Moines has earned the right to have a great film festival that's interactive, that's not just sitting down and watching a movie, a multi-venue event. It's just like the Des Moines Arts Festival, where you can go out and talk to the artists, buy art, and have that interaction that you can't get anywhere else. That's what Interrobang is growing to be.
Isn't that interesting? Well, are you gonna be sad to see him go?
Oh, he's not going anywhere. Oh no,
Interrobang and myself will still be involved with the Des Moines Arts Festival. I mean, when you get to the point where you put so much time and energy into something, you know, even when there's other opportunities, you still stay on and help make it grow because you this is like this child thing. I remember when I first went to a Des Moines Arts Festival EMT meeting, and I didn't know anybody, and just taking it all in. It's very overwhelming. But now I go, and there's still a handful of people I've seen there since day one. There's people who've been with us for 15 years volunteering to make this all happen, and they don't want to let go of it either.
Wow. Christian Day, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about not only the Arts Festival, but also the Film Festival. Just a real quick side note, Christian, congratulations on that piece that you did up in Webster City.
Oh, thank you.
We had this story last week. Jack Dorsey from Square and Twitter was up there at that screening. And I understand there was standing room only. So
yeah.
Nicely done.
For a 12-minute film.
A 12-minute film. Wow.
That took 2 weeks to shoot and about a month and a half to edit.
You know, people are always surprised, aren't they? That, yeah, the shoot time does take a long time, but it's the edit process that really can eat up the time.
Yeah.
Stephen, how many people are we expecting to see at the Des Moines Arts Festival?
Well, you know, we plan for about 200,000 people.
Just 200,000
folks. Just 200,000 of your friends.
Yeah.
Bring them on down.
And of course, if you've never been, I don't know, has anybody never been to the Arts Festival? Do you ever run across somebody that says, never been?
I do. And
really?
Then after they pick me up off the floor, I typically slap them around.
There
so
you go.
I wonder what could you possibly be doing that weekend?
He's a little flaky too, isn't
yeah
he?
Yeah.
He's
flaky. That's not.
But when there's people that, you know, there's kind of a subculture in Des Moines that says, like, well, they don't always feel welcome. Like, you need to just come down to the Des Moines Arts Festival. You don't, even if you don't buy anything, just be involved. Just come
right
and visit.
Yeah.
It's free to attend the Des Moines Arts
yeah
Festival.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
It's free, free, free.
Free, free, free.
Yep.
And we'll be able to ride our bikes?
You may ride your bike to the festival.
Right.
And then you may park it in the bike valet.
See,
for free.
That's what's really
for
cool.
For free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that our friends at the Des Moines
Friends of
Collective?
Central Iowa Trails.
Oh, very
yeah
nice. Very
yeah
nice.
They've been doing that bike valet for, gosh, as long as I've been here.
Yeah, it's a great
time
service. It really
yep
is. And we'd like to see more festivals do that kind of a thing
yep
because it is a neat thing.
Yep.
Christian Day and Stephen King, thanks, guys, for coming in and
yeah
talking
you
about this.
Yeah,
and
thanks
good
for
stuff
having us.
You got anything to do now, Steve?
A few things.
Just a couple of things?
Just a few. Yeah, I'm going to go close a street or two and divert traffic.
Thank you very much
yeah
for
you're
that.
Welcome.
We all appreciate that down here. Christian, great to see you again, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't stay away so long. Come back and tell us more good stories. All right. For all of us associated, thanks again, guys. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, thanks so very much for coming by. Our producer is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. Program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right this minute was arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.